Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. And as I mentioned earlier, we are between the high school coaches show and the summer baseball coaches show. And a couple weeks ago, or last week, we interviewed three pioneers in women's coaching, girls' sports. And that was a fun interview with Sharon Redepenny, Jan Eifelt from Dawson. Sharon's from Madison, of course. And over there in Appleton, Peggy Thompson. And that was a great interview talking about how they started girls sports back in the early 1970s with the 50th anniversary of Title IX. And today we're going to visit with some dance directors, some local dance clubs. Of course, just heard from Whitney Massey from over there in Appleton at Valley Dance District. And now we're going to visit with Megan Stratmon. Megan's from Dawson, and she's the director for Just for Kicks, and she's in the studio. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm working hard. Can't you tell? Well, thanks for coming over to talk about Just for Kicks. Why don't you introduce yourself to us first, Megan?
Yep.
A little bit about yourself, background.
So, Megan Stratmon, I graduated from Dawson in 2011. In high school, I danced for the La Caporal Shadows team.
Yay!
So, I had Lisa as a coach there. And so, my junior was actually the first year that Dawson and La Caporal had combined.
Oh,
and
nice.
My senior year was the first year they ever had their jazz program. So, it's kind of fun to be part of like the up-and-coming of that.
You laid the groundwork for what's been happening with the Shadows lately, right?
Yes, for part of it, yeah. So
did you get down to state when you were in high school with the Shadows?
Yes, so both my junior and senior year, we made it to state, and we had placed third both years, which back then, that was the first time they had medaled, so it kind of felt like winning first place back then. So, yeah.
First time the Shadows got a
medal.
Brought some hardware home, huh? Wow, that must have been exciting.
Yes, it was very exciting.
I don't know if I was covering the Shadows back then. Maybe I was. I'm not sure.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I was there. You remember I was there.
I don't know if you were at state, but a little bit, you know.
Yeah. All right. So. Didn't mean to interrupt you, but always got to talk to an ex-Shadow. Once a Shadow, always a Shadow.
Always a Shadow. Yep.
That's the theme. All right.
What else? Went to college up in Moorhead and got my degree in education there. And so since then, I've been teaching special ed as my full-time job, and I started the Just for Kicks program in Dawson here in 2017. Also, in the meantime, I coached JV for a year up in Detroit Lakes, and then I coached
What sport was that?
For dance.
Oh, for dance.
Yeah, high school dance team. That was kind of my first experience going into the coaching side of things.
Oh.
And
didn't realize that. That's pretty cool.
And then I coached for the Shadows JV for a year as well.
Yep.
So kind of stepping stones to Just for Kicks here.
Good. So dance is in your blood then.
It is.
You like to dance.
Yes, I've always loved to dance. Yeah. My mom always called me Prancer when I was a kid because I'd always be prancing around the house, as she called it. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, let's talk about Just for Kicks. Tell us a little bit about Just for Kicks. What is that, Megan?
So Just for Kicks is a company based out of Brainerd, and it's pretty family ran. Cindy and Steve Clow had started it in, it had been 1982 it started.
So a husband and wife run it?
A husband and wife run it, and all three of their kids are pretty involved, and so it's pretty family run. So, I mean, the owners really care about what's happening in Just for Kicks as a whole, and they kind of have it in good hands for when they decide to leave one day. But
Just for Kicks is would you be referred to as a chapter of Just for Kicks or a satellite, or how does that work? Is there other Just for Kicks?
There are
around?
Other Just for Kicks. So yes, there are. We ended with 165 programs this year. Some programs had dropped due to COVID. But they were through, I believe it's 15 states, primarily Midwest, but.
Oh, wow.
So they've really expanded their horizons kind of throughout the years. So,
Do they help you run the program then?
Yes. So they give me a lot of tools to use. They provide us with a lot of choreography and music. And of course, there's tweaks and things that I have to do to it. And then they help us with advertising. A lot of planning stuff is kind of done for us. So it kind of helps me focus more on the teaching dance aspect rather than not as much organization aspect as I would otherwise. Right. So, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So your season is completed now.
Yes.
When does your season run, Megan?
We kind of run all school year, just about. We start right about beginning of September, right when school starts, and then we run through about early, mid-May. We end with our spring show.
Okay.
So,
yeah. All right. And that's always well attended, those spring shows, right?
Yes.
Grandpa and grandma's parents?
Yes. I start saying we almost might need to move to two shows eventually. The gym's getting pretty full at this point. So, yes, we always have a good turnout.
All right, let's talk about what age groups is Just for Kicks over there in Dawson then.
So we start dancers at 3 years old, and then
3 years.
Okay. Yes, so they're little. Not as much dancing goes on at that age, but still just fun for them and just
be out good there in a costume
for them. Yeah, yeah. And then right now I have through eighth grade, so
okay,
quite a wide variety of ages.
Now, you've really grown the program in Dawson, Megan. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So I started in 2017, and we had just had our core kick jazz classes at that time, and we had about ended the year with about 50 girls. And now we just finished our fifth season. We ended with about 105, 110 girls. And
my goodness.
We just have added a lot of things throughout the years. We have our full season hip-hop and lyrical classes, and every year we kind of just add a few more things. Next year we're adding POM, which will be kind of a new...
Adding what?
Adding POM class.
Like pom-pom?
Like pom-pom. Oh. So it's similar to... Some of it's similar to cheerleading or whatever. It's just become a lot bigger in college. So Just for Kicks is kind of pushing this pom-pom thing to grow throughout the company.
Awesome. So how do you manage over 100 girls? That's all girls, I would assume.
It is. I do have all girls right now.
How do you manage that? 100 girls.
A lot of people ask that. luckily, we have them split into quite a few classes at this point. Okay. Even like our at one point, I used to have kindergarten and first grade together, and we've split them between a kindergarten class and a separate first grade class. I also have a couple people helping me. Carly Wager had helped me for a few years, and then when she went on maternity leave with her last one, Ains, Karen Fallenis had stepped in to help me, who also was a shadow and coached by Lisa in high school as well. So she's been helping out here the last few years, and that's kind of been fun because she has three girls that are also dancers. And then this year with the POM thing starting, we have also brought on Allie Peterson, who was in the cheer program over at Loch Parle when she was in high school. So she kind of brings knowledge to that aspect as well.
Okay, so you're not alone.
I am not alone. Okay. Nope. It would be pretty hard to do it all by myself.
So where do you practice at?
We primarily use the Commons, the new Commons area this past year at the Dawson Boyd School. We've kind of had been a little flexible this year. There's been a few times we've had to move due to
the construction
and stuff, but this Commons area has been working out great for us. Big space with hard floors, and we make do with what we have.
Make do. Okay. All right. Well, my next question is, do you go into competitions at all? Are you trained for competitions, or how does that work?
Yes. So I would say competitions are actually probably a lot of my older girls' favorite part of the season. We went to three this past year. One in Brandon, South Dakota, one up in Wapton, North Dakota, and then they just started one in Marshall, Minnesota, which was really nice. That was just kind of a short drive for our dancers. Okay. And they call them Together We Dance competitions, or TWD for short, and it's all Just for Kicks programs specifically.
It's all Just for Kicks people there.
Yes, okay. Other programs, and so... yeah.
So how did you do? You get some awards? Can you name some of the girls that got awards, or there are different categories, I'm assuming?
Yep. So they're kind of categorized by age specifically. So my Wee Kick and my Wee Jazz both did really well. I know my Jazz, first Wee Jazz, got second at Marshall. And
Wee Jazz, explain that to me.
Yeah, so Wee Jazz, Wee means my second and third graders. Okay. And then, so they take a kick jazz class, and so they perform a kick dance, and the jazz dance is part of that class. So yeah, I believe we got second once in kick, second in jazz. I know my mini kick did fairly well. And then both my lyrical groups, Wee Lyrical and Mini Lyrical, got...
And what does that mean?
So
you have to educate
sorry.
Me
here. The names kind of confuse a lot of the parents, too. So my Wee means my second and third grade lyrical group. They got first in Marshall, which was very exciting.
Oh.
And Karin had actually taught that class this year, and she was a little bit hesitant about taking that on. She was kind of just, I know she said to me that morning, she's like, I'm going to be the only group that doesn't place here. And I was like, no, you got this. And they ended up getting first. And
the girls get excited?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then my mini lyrical, which was actually my fourth grade lyrical class, got first in Brandon. So...
What do the judges look for when you go into competitions with the little girls like that?
Right. So actually, it looks very similar to the high school dance team score sheet.
Okay.
There's kind of 10 categories. I feel like one thing that they look for, I would say more so even than in high school, is like your energy when you dance, or their faces and things like that. So that's something that really we have to push the girls out of their comfort zone to do. And
Are they enjoying what they're doing?
Yes.
They want to see
that. Are they making it look easy? Are they having fun? Yep. Even though maybe they're not always, but you got to look like it at least. So, they all really stepped up. And like I said, did kind of bloom.
Yep.
Meet my expectations out of the water.
Take us through a practice. How do you practice? How do you teach little girls a routine?
So
we only got a few minutes here.
I know. There's a lot of aspects to it. So what we do, we'll do a lot of stretching, and we try to fit in some technique stuff in our little time that we have with them. And it's just kind of slowly breaking down the dance piece by piece. Try not to teach too much at once, because there's, you know, they're only there so much a week, and they need to retain what they're learning. And it's just a lot of drilling and going over it over and over again. And they always know that one more time really never means one more time. So, yeah.
All right. I know you can't name all 100 of your dancers, but maybe you can name a few of the girls that have maybe won some awards at some competitions, or that really stand out or have improved over the season.
Yep. We don't do a whole lot of solos and duets and just for kicks, but I did have a few girls that did duets at Wahpeton this year. They were Piper Dove, Emma Stoltzberry, and Reagan Wiesman, and they did very well. One of the groups got third, and one of the groups got fourth, so they were one point away, neck and neck.
Oh, wow.
And so those three are always kind of standout dancers for me. Those are fourth graders of mine who've been in the program since they were in kindergarten, first grade.
Okay.
Some other older kids that I've had that kind of stand out, like Mari Falness, Esther Peterson. We also have some Madison kids that come over as well, like Ava Deline, Lily Fernals, Taylan Cam, Greta Hacker are some of kind of our older kids that we get to come over for dance.
Good.
From Madison. So,
and they're in the program because they love to dance, right?
Yep.
And burn off some energy.
Right. And it's kind of been fun seeing the two. You know, they don't really know, some of these kids don't really know each other from outside from school. So
right.
They kind of form these friendships just from being in dance together.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah.
Now, I follow social media, as you know, and I know that you were just up north at some convention with Just for Kicks. And congratulations. I understand you won an award, but and you're going to have to tell me exactly what that award was.
Thank
Megan.
You. Yeah. I had received an award when I was up at Just for Kicks convention, Brainerd. One was for just my 5 years of being a director. And they gifted me with a little whistle that says Just for Kicks coach on it.
Oh,
and
for
I've never
five
had
years?
A whistle, so I'm going to be using that. And I also had received an award that was called the Getting Noticed at Together We Dance Competitions Award. And that is nominated by other coaches and other home office staff that kind of just notice that our teams and our programs is really stepping up, and they kind of are just standing out with their skills and dancing at these competitions. So it's kind of cool to see it being noticed by others,
recognized
too.
Yeah. So. All your hard work. So, well, congratulations on that, Megan. That's pretty cool.
Yes, thank you.
So what's that convention like up there in Brainerd? What do you... Is it a couple days or?
Yep. So Allie went with me this year, actually, and we went up there Monday morning last week, came home Wednesday night, and they are very good to us up there. It's a lot of classes on different technique, things on growing your program, kind of breakout sessions on what you want to work on and improve on, and then we learn a few dances up there, and we have a banquet, and it's just a lot of fun and kind of everyone gets together, and it's kind of cool getting to know these other directors. Right. And
that's all I was going to say, a lot of networking going on.
Yes.
And you learn a lot, I would gather, huh?
Yes. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Megan, for your time that you put in at Just for Kicks. I know with over 100 girls, that's a very successful program, and I'm sure the parents love it. They help out, too. And
yes, always.
I always, when I'm at basketball games, you're at halftime performing over there in Dawson, and I know the kids just love it. Where do you come up with all these costume ideas? That's what I want to know.
luckily,
each group has different costumes.
Yeah, luckily Just for Kicks helps out with us with that a lot, too. We have probably 7-8 choices per age group to pick from. Wow. And
do they get to keep those costumes?
They
then?
Do.
So they purchase
they
them?
Pay that for them, and then they get to keep them and use them however. And
awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, luckily that's another thing that Just for Kicks really helps us out with. And
Yeah, when I ever walk into the Dawson Boy Gym to do a basketball game and I can't find a parking spot, I said, oh, dance must be here.
Yep, it's dance night. Yeah,
the girls enjoy doing that,
yes.
Performing at halftime?
Yes, it's so much fun for them. And we usually try to get into when they do the Home Shadows competition in Dawson as well. So,
would you consider what you do and what Whitney does in Appleton, like a feeder program for the Shadows? Is that to keep the girls interested in dance?
Yeah.
Would you say that?
My ultimate goal for them is usually be in the Shadows, just because that's what I did when I was in high school, and I feel like that was such a positive experience for me. And some girls, maybe their end goal isn't that, and that's okay too, but especially with like the kick focus and Just for Kicks, it's really getting them ready for that kick technique, and kind of surrounds itself with that.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, Megan, thank you so much for coming in and
Thank you.
Telling us about Just for Kicks.
Yes, I really appreciate your support for like all the local dance and kind of recognizing us along with the other sports.
Well, thank you. My daughter was a Shadow, you know, so what's the slogan? Once a Shadow,
always a shadow.
Parent. That goes well for parents, too, right?
Yep. Always a dance parent.
So when's the next season start for you, then?
In the September or maybe even the last week of August.
Okay.
So
people have to register and stuff?
Yes. So we've already met our registration numbers from this year. And,
okay, good.
Yeah, it was going over well. We do a four-day camp in the summer to kind of keep them busy. For the younger ones, we're doing an Encanto-inspired camp, so I think they will just eat that up, it's kind of all the rage right now.
What's that?
Encanto.
What's that?
It's a Disney movie.
Oh, okay,
it's like the new big thing for little ones. Oh. Yep.
Okay.
So
I'm out of the loop there. Yeah. Sorry about that. All right, that's fun. So thanks, Megan, for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Megan Stratmon, the director of Just for Kicks over there in Dawson. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back and wrap up the Coach's Show right after this.